Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Eidios, Perak Beis, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zachar Fan Reziva Gahagon Bikar of Mamish. Now the previous Mishnah mentioned number one of four members from Chanin's Kanu Kanim, and here we have number two. Now it's important to note before we start that the skin or the hide of Kachi Kachim were given to the Kehanim. This was after Shchita and Zrikas Hadam. The carbon was then skinned, parts were brought on the Mizbeach, and then the hide was given to the Kehanim. So if a carbon becomes pasul while the skin is still on it, the entire thing is burned. But what about if a psul was discovered afterwards? For example, the organs were inspected and turns out to be a trefa, which means it was really always possible. But by the time it was discovered, the hide was already removed. What's done in that case? So Rambam Chanin's Kanu Kanim tells us, Miyame, in all my days, Leri Isi Aryeh to the base of trefa, I never saw a hide of a carbon being taken out to be burned. Once it was taken off of the carbon, even if a psul was discovered later on, that hide was allowed to be used by the Kayanim. And Rambam Kiva tells us, Midvar Vlamanu, from his words we learn, Shamashir Sabachar, Nim to trefa, that if they skinned a Bachar, firstborn animal, and it turned out to be a trefa, that the Kayanim are allowed to benefit from its skin. This referring to a firstborn animal, which is supposed to be raw as a carbon, but if it has a mum, a blemish, it actually could be shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash and eaten by the Kehanim just regular. And Rabbi Kiva is saying that based off of Chesnias Kanu Kehanim, if this Bechar Bal Mum was shechted and it was actually found out to be a trefa, that even though the animal cannot be eaten, the hide is still allowed to be used by the Kehanim. However, Chabar and Chum argue and they say, inu enu raya, just because you didn't see, that's not a raya, Eliyah to the Beis HaTrefa, it does have to be burned, and it could be that such a thing happened, and Chesnias Kanu Kehanim just wasn't around to see it. And that doesn't mean that Halacha is like him. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, with members 3 and 4 of Chesnias Kanu Kehanim, Afu Heid, he also gave witness, Al Kfar Katan Shahaya Batsad Yushalayim, there was a small little village next to Yushalayim, Vaya Bazakin Echad, there was an elderly Yid there, Vaya Mavil Chobin Ekfar, he used to lend money to all the people in the village, and he would write the shtar that he lent the money in his own handwriting, Vachirim Chaisman, and other people would sign, and Ubam Maislevne Chamim, this came to Chamim Vitir, and they permitted this. Usually the Leiveh, the borrower, is the one that writes the shtar, I borrowed money from so and so. The lender doesn't write it, he doesn't write, I lent money, but over here, since the lender wasn't the one who was signing, he had other Edim sign. The Chum realized that it was done by Kashrus, so everything's perfectly fine, and therefore there's nothing wrong with this. Similarly, from this we can learn, a woman could write her own get, a man could write his own receipt that he paid the ksuba, because the only thing that makes the get real and able to work is the signatures on the get, and it's the same thing for the shiver for this receipt. And therefore, even though a woman usually doesn't write her get, the man does, and the man usually doesn't write his receipt that he paid the ksuba, the woman's the one who writes it, it doesn't make a difference that it happened the opposite, because as long as we had Kasher Edim signing, so we know it was done properly. And here's the last thing that Ruchanias Kanu Kanim mentioned, V'almachat Shenimsis B'basar, if a carbon was shechted, and as they're cutting it to pieces, they find that a needle was lodged into its flesh, and this needle was known to be Tamei Meis, and the animal swallowed it, and they found it in the meat of the animal, and we just don't know if the Kain himself touched the needle, or if the knife that he was using touched the needle. What's the din? Shasakin Uedayim Tahayreis, V'albasar Tamei. The knife and the hands of the Kain are Tahar, but the meat is Tamei. The meat is obviously Tamei, because the tummy needle is in the meat, but the knife and the person's hands are tahar, and that's because this is called safek tuma b'rishos sarabim. Anytime we have a safek tuma, we don't know if something became tummy or not. So if it's an rishos yachid, we're machmir and we say it's tummy. If it's an rishos sarabim, we're mekel and we say it's tahar. And Beis HaMikdash is considered rishos sarabim, so this is a safek tuma b'rishos sarabim, and therefore him and the knife are tahar. However, if nimtzis beperesh, if the needle was found in the excrement in the dung of the animal, hakol tahar, everything, even the flesh is tahar, because dung can't be makabel tuma. We're gonna stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Dalon. Hey, with more memories, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.